Hello, this is 5 minutes of Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 748, and I'm bringing you greetings from Narok. Do you know Narok? Narok is in on Maasai land in Kenya. So I'm in Kenya doing Healing Jesus campaign. If you have watched the program live on a Healing Jesus channel on Facebook or YouTube, please keep supporting Evangelist Dagwood Mills. It's wonderful to see the thousands of souls that are giving their lives to Christ. So today we want to go back into archives and dig for some gold. So we're going to 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. That's what we dig every day. We dig the gold from there. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, which was yet saved, not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then it continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ. We look at the physical events already. We are now on the revelator, right? And we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." So how do you pay attention to God's word? You decrease your attention that you give on other things, and you focus hours and minutes, precious time, into God's word, reading the Bible for yourself, sitting down to study it for yourself, and also listening to messages like this all the time. Let them play in the kitchen, let them play in the boardroom, let them play in the bedroom, everywhere, so that you can hear and hear. See, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we are looking at what happened in Mark 11. In Mark 11, the disciples were with Jesus. He saw a fig tree, and the fig tree had leaves. And normally in Israel, the fig tree bear fruits before bearing leaves. So when Jesus saw the leaves, he knew definitely there were figs on it. He came to it, it had no fruit. He cursed it. He's the creator. He said, "What was the meaning of that? I created you to be this way. This is a deviant, this is a pervert." So he cursed it. And the following day when they were coming, he said, "Hey, master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead." Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." What are you saying? Everybody's a mountain mover. Can I speak to the mountains? Will they move? Jesus said, "They will." So this is what I'm teaching you now. And I know and I trust that as you finish the series, by the time you finish the series, you'll be moving in this way. Because it's a profound thing to speak to mountains, not to cut the mountain, not to bring a tractor to come and dig out the mountain, but to speak. You see, this is what I'm doing in Healing Jesus campaign: to speak to cancers, to speak to ulcers, to speak to broken limbs, to speak to broken hearts, to speak, and you see instant results. How is anyone going to do that? Jesus said, it is not meant for a special group of people. No, anybody who can listen to this thing I'm teaching and you will do it, you will go along with it. Oh, it's difficult. Yes, it is not the normal way. Nobody came into this world and your parents taught you and said, "Listen, when you speak, this is it." No, we came knowing how to run around, dig, pick this up, do that. But Jesus, God, spiritually, in the spirit world, he said, when you speak, you will alter situations and circumstances through your word. How are you going to do that? And I'm teaching you now on meditating on the word, because there are so many things in this world that will take up your attention. Some of you, your bank note is speaking to you, your bank card is speaking to you. He's saying that, "Listen, the rent is due, you have nothing to pay." The things are speaking. You have circumstances, but I'm teaching you how to pick God's word, put it in your mouth, meditate on it. And when you meditate on the word and you speak the word, oh my God, you will see drastic instant changes. That is what we're looking for, isn't it? Okay, so truly today is 5 minutes with the prophetess. We are going to have 5 minutes because there is so much I'm doing now, but we're going to go back and have more time. You're so blessed. Please come back for more and share the link with somebody. Bye.